Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
David Wells has pitched a perfect game. 27 up, 27 down. Baseball immortality for David Wells. And the Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Get it, man. Inside the 9 o'clock hour, your nighttime host Keith McPherson about to watch this game. I told you they weren't going to tip off exactly at 9. I mean, if you know anything about the NBA, it never tips off exactly at 9. And the Bucks-Pacers game has to clear before they can even get the green light to do that because of the television production and the broadcast. Oh yeah, Doc Rivers is eliminated. Like, yo, think about the Milwaukee Bucks for a second. Fail. I love it because I'm a petty Nets fan. And I can't stand the Milwaukee Bucks, specifically Giannis. But Giannis last year gets hurt, and the Miami Heat go from being a play-in team, beating them all the way to the finals. And then this year, they go get Damian Lillard via trade. Oh, who's going to stop Damian Lillard and Giannis? Then they fire Adrian Griffin when he's in first place, like 40, 50 games in, to bring in Doc Rivers from the TV. And what did you think Doc Rivers was going to do? Doc Rivers, they win 2 playoff games, and Doc Rivers is eliminated and probably going to go back to TV. Okay, now we are underway in Philadelphia. Let's take another Knicks call. Nick is in Holbrook. Nick, you're on The Fan.
Keith, what's going on, man? How are you?
Good, man. Immediately, they're mugging Dante DiVincenzo. They're not letting him get 20 points tonight.
I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
I'm a big Knicks fan, sitting here getting ready to watch the game. I get a call from my job. I got to go in for an emergency call.
Tonight.
I mean, the only right move is just quit my job, right? That's the only right move.
I don't know exactly what kind of job you do, but are you able to watch on your phone or listen to the call in your headphones?
Yeah, I will have it on my phone. I do heating and air conditioning, so I will have my phone next to me while I'm fixing this air conditioning.
Yeah, don't quit the job over game 6 in the first round. You might have to quit in the next round or the round. If they ask you to come in later on in the playoffs, it's a no-go.
Right. Yeah, I can't believe it. Like 8:40, they called me to tell me to go in.
Your boss doesn't know the deal? You don't work with some Knicks fans or people that just are locked? Maybe that's why you got to go
do.
In. You got to cover for someone that's refusing to work.
Right, yeah. Yeah, and they called a couple people, and, you know, no one was available. So I guess I'm the one here.
How long you been at the job?
8 years.
Yeah, don't quit it. Don't quit it over game six. Have it on your phone. Have it in your
ears. Through a radio or something.
Yeah, and record it on whatever streaming cert. Dante DiVincenzo. He hits the first three.
There you go. There you go. I need to be updated. Can I just stay on the phone with you all night?
Coincidentally enough, there are people on Twitter that are like, I'm watching the game with no sound on and listening to Keith McPherson. Shout out to Rich. I know my boy Dre riding with me. A couple people hit me like, yo, fire up the live stream of you watching the game. I'm like, whatever. I might as well. I wish I could listen to the call. Like, I watch these games here while I'm at work on the Fan. And I wish I could hear the broadcast, hear the call.
You got to put it on mute.
I have to have it on mute or it'll come through the microphone. I wish I could, you know, you get little insight from the guys in the arena that I can't get. But I use Twitter as much as I can to get info.
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, man, have a good time at work. As good of a time as you can have, I guess.
Yeah, thank you, man. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
Later, Nick. Nick and the Knicks. Nick actually contemplated, look, hey, hold on, folks. What did I say earlier? Can the Knicks have a lead? Can the Knicks come out with a lead? Can they come out standing on business? Can they come out like they want to end this? Because if you take the crowd out of it right away, it doesn't matter how many seats they bought. You can shut those people up. You can have the whole section quiet, depending on what you do on the floor. Here we go. Did y'all bet on the Knicks? Don't bet. You know, gambling is not healthy. It's not good. Save the kids. The kids. Think about the children. We literally got a guy that kicks it out here in front of WFAN, and his whole thing is about how much we promote gambling. This dude has been outside WFAN for weeks. He's literally come up to me filming me like, oh, rising star Keith McPherson always promoting gambling on his show. I'm like, well, one, I get paid to read those ads. Two, I'm a sports fan. Three, I've been gambling since I was 16. And I'm nobody's role model. I'm not telling nobody what to do. I'm also not your, like, betting analyst. I'm not a betting analyst. You shouldn't take advice from me. I'm just a fan, bro. I'm barely a radio host. I'm just on the radio talking all the time. They just plopped me in here. Shout out to Spike Eskin, Sixers fan. Had a great idea. Let's bring this guy in. Do the Knights. Dante DiVincenzo. Come on, bro. That's his second three. He's already, How funny would this be if Dante cooks like I need him to cook? And I'm already opening the app because I'm a fiend. I'm about to check the live bet numbers. I'm about to check the live bet numbers. This is what you do as a fan. And I'm a grown man, dog, not for nothing. Like, I would never gamble money that would put my wife or my son in any jeopardy. I don't even do that because I've learned. I think the most I've ever lost at once when I reference going back to dealing with bookies and being in college, I think I lost like $2,500 in a bad March Madness, just a bad March Madness run. And I don't think I had but like $1,000 to my name back then. And, man, I remember borrowing $100, $200 from like 8 different people. Like, yo, I'll give it back to you. And you live and you learn from that. That's how you learn. And maybe you don't need to learn the hard way that like I did. But, you know, back then they were letting you bet on credit. You didn't even have to have the money. You didn't even have to put the money down. That's how I got in trouble because I had to come up with money that I didn't even have. I was betting money. They let me bet money that I didn't have. Now with these apps, you can only bet what you deposit. You got to connect it to your bank account. So, man, I don't encourage anybody to do it, but it's so much a part of our lives. And it ain't just me, and it ain't just WFAN. There are sports books popping up everywhere. There are sports books popping up in every arena. I mean, you go to Wrigley, they built a big-ass DraftKings sports book right across. Like, it's just a part of sports and American culture and what we do as fans. And it ain't going anywhere either. We will get to the point where you can gamble everywhere. Bro, when I went down to spring training, I thought, I don't know why. I know they have legal weed in Tampa down there in Florida, but they don't have legal sports gambling. The only way you can gamble down there is through the Hard Rock Casino app. And I wasn't adding a six betting app to my phone. But the March Madness tournament was going on, and I spent some time in Harrisonburg, Virginia at James Madison University. And I knew they were going to beat Wisconsin. I knew there wasn't a doubt that they were going to beat Wisconsin. So I ended up phoning in like $600 worth of bets to one of the homies. Like, this is a lock. He's like, I'm telling you, my boy Mike, shout out to Mike who was in the fan cave with me. He works for Bleacher Report doing their BR betting account, which is huge. And he's like, hey, once you called it in from Florida, said you couldn't bet it yourself. He was in North Carolina. He's like, I put your bets in. I think I bet JMU's first half spread. They weren't favored in the game. I bet them first half spread like -4.5. And then I went big on them to win by like 6.5 or whatever it was. Man, that was a bet of the year for me. I ended up paying for like two nights of my Airbnb off that. But that's not how it always goes. I think the best way to bet is not to bet every night, not to bet every series, not to bet every week. Helicopter in. Right. Land the plane on a night where, you know, somebody is an underdog. Like tonight, honestly, we'll see how the game goes. The Knicks are up 10. They never have a lead early like this. But tonight is a night to bet the Knicks because the Knicks weren't favored. All this hype around the Sixers and Philadelphia, whatever, and their fans and whatnot. Tonight would have been a night to bet the Knicks. That's why I said I didn't have any bets on the Knicks. But as soon as I saw DiVincenzo, look where we're at. We're 2 minutes into the game, 4 minutes into the game. I did put that $20 on DiVincenzo to have 4 made threes. He's already got 2. I put that money on DiVincenzo to have 20 points. He's got 6 points. I just took a call saying, oh, it's not going to happen. You don't know what's going to happen. And that's the whole thing with gambling in itself. 877-337-6666. Even these analysts and these experts, like I mentioned, these girls, I see all these girls on Twitter and Instagram. Some of them are my friends. You girls are pretty. You girls are well-spoken. But you girls are sending people into debt. You guys are daily giving out the wrong bets. You guys are daily telling people, oh, take this, take that, take this. And then I see the replies, and they be cooking y'all in the comments. Cooking y'all in the replies. That's a foul. Embiid. I swear Embiid gets called differently than everybody else. Brunson. There's the foul call. Man, see, this is why I want to listen to the game. Because the officials, Scott Foster, and this group of referees, man, they are a big part of this game. It depends how they call this game. Embiid just came in. That's a foul. He bumped into Hartenstein. They didn't call it, though. Hartenstein gets the rebound, kicks it out to Brunson, and he shoots the three. They get the foul call there. 877-337-6666. I did want to mix in some baseball talk because I like to talk baseball all the time. If you hear me talk, I mean, I love football. I love basketball. I picked up some hockey, but I feel like baseball conversations, for as many people are like, oh, baseball's boring, nobody watches baseball, that's cap. The actual baseball fans know how many layers there are, especially in the season, to Major League Baseball, specifically your teams, and even more specifically here in New York with the Mets and the Yankees. I'm looking up this Christian Scott kid, never heard of him, didn't know the Mets had a pitching prospect. You hear so much about Luis Angel Acuna, Mark Vientos, even, you know, these other kids that they got in the trade at the trade deadline last year. I didn't know that they had a pitching prospect that was on the way. Honestly, I don't get too deep into AAA minor league baseball. I feel like it's hard enough to follow all the stuff that goes on in Major League Baseball. So there's like, I know there's fans that know all of these prospects that are coming. I barely know the Yankees prospects, and that's because I see them in spring training. That's how I even know they exist. But for the Mets fans, call me up and tell me what you feel about this kid coming up and, your prospects moving forward. I just think that the Mets have a competitive team. I think they have a good problem on their hands with having multiple outfielders and guys that can DH and being able to rest guys and, man, stay healthy. Wait till Lindor gets going. Maybe getting sick and maybe having the game-winning hit gets Lindor going. We also talk about his historically slow starts and the weather. Well, it's May. The weather is breaking. It's not early anymore. Here we go, Lindor. Now it's time to show up like you did today, but now make it a more consistent thing every series. 877-337-6666. The Mets will go down to Tampa to face the Rays. Hey, knock them down a peg for us. They are struggling right now. The Yankee fans know. The Tampa Bay Rays are in last place. They're 4 games under .500. They're 14-18. I think the Mets can go down to Tropicana Field, Trashicana Field, and maybe you get it going like I was talking about the other night, where I feel like the Mets haven't been able to get a win streak since they lost Francisco Lindor and they had that 5-6 game win streak. And to, you know, get above 500 and have your head above water, you need to go on a little bit of a run, and maybe that can happen down in Tampa. Maybe you can sweep the Tampa Bay Rays, and then you look at yourself in the box score, and it says W4, and you're 5 games above .500. 877-337-6666. I see y'all coming through with the calls. Now, let me mix the conversation in with the Yankees. A lot of people were hitting me on Twitter, at Keith_McPherson. Once we break again, I'll go live on TikTok for you guys to hit me there. But a lot of people were tweeting me about Judge. I don't like being right about Judge. I don't like being correct in my take from spring training about Judge. And what I said was, we're never going to see the dominant Aaron Judge from 2022 again. That just, we were in a different place, different space. He was trying to prove it, whatever. But now that he has the $40 million a year contract, now that he has the captaincy, he got that before he ran into that wall in Dodger Stadium. And it's unfortunate for us as Yankee fans. It just always seems like you sign a Jacoby Ellsbury and then he's hurt, MIA, not a good signing. You sign a deal with Aaron Hicks. He absolutely falls off a cliff. He's playing for the Angels right now. Oh, wait, no, he's not. They DFA'd him. The Yankees are paying him $9.5 million, and he can't figure it out. Who else? I mean, even Giancarlo Stanton, he's not completely washed. But think about what we thought we were getting with Giancarlo Stanton when the Yankees made that evil empire move. And then you look at the last couple years, and there's still a few more years left on that contract. So I go back to talking about Judge and his contract. It just looks like it's not going to be a good contract. And I'm worried about the guy. I love Judge just as much as any Yankee fan. I've seen Judge hit a ton of live homers. A ton. More than I can even recall. I was at the 3-homer game. I was at his first game where he homered his first at bat. I was going to the game while he was chasing 60, 61, 62. I know what the guy is, though. You feel me? Like, I've watched his at bat so much. I know what he is. And right now is what he isn't. His timing, his eye, the strikeouts, something is up. And if he's playing every day in center field, left field, and I told you two nights ago, I knew it was coming. I'm like, they're probably going to give Judge the DH spot half day going into an off day to rest him. Giancarlo Stanton is the only Yankee getting continuous scheduled rest. He's almost kind of, you know, he's the only, they're doing it as a precaution, right? Because of his injury history, almost every series he sits in favor of Judge taking the DH spot. Nobody else is DH'd. And they also are maintaining and managing Judge's injuries, but not telling us. And in spring training, we had all these calls about how the Yankees aren't honest and they don't ever tell us the truth because we had the Judge stuff and the Cole stuff. And it's like, why not just tell us? I don't think they're telling us right now. I don't think the captain himself is telling the Yankees because he understands how much he means to this team and fan base. And he also understands that Juan Soto is here and Juan Soto is absolutely ridiculous. 10-game hitting streak. I think he's been on base something like 29 out of 33 games. Dog. Juan Soto is a different type of player. And when you're used to getting all the love and adulation and being the best player on the team, I don't think Judge looks at anybody like they're his equal or taking a spot. But there is something now, you know, as we're all trying to figure out Judge, what's different? What's different is Juan Soto is batting in front of him. And man, there is pressure. Baseball is, all it is pressure. And I mean, if you succeed 3 times out of 10 under pressure, you're one of the greatest of all time. So Judge is watching Juan Soto get on base, and it's like, oh, come on, Judge. Come on, Judge. And Judge has been folding under the pressure, but maybe it's not just a mental aspect of like, okay, I'm sharing the spotlight with Juan Soto, and Juan Soto's absolutely killing it, and I'm not playing like myself. Maybe it is a toe injury, and he's feeling that in his leg, in his oblique, in his abdominal, whatever he got the MRI on. The guy's not been the same. And I'm not hating on Judge, but I'm concerned about Judge. And I see a lot of you mentioning maybe you flip Judge and Soto in the lineup. And I say no. I understand that Judge is used to hitting second. But the whole reason you get a Juan Soto is because you had Judge hitting second. And you didn't have anybody getting on in front of him. So all those bombs he hit, you feel like 50% of them were solo shots. The Knicks are doing it, man. The Knicks are up. The Knicks are up 20 to 9 with about 5 minutes and change to go. OG Anunoby hits that free throw to make it 21-9. They're doing at least to start what you needed and wanted them to do going into this game. I said, can they get a lead? Can they take the crowd out of it? Right now, I can't hear because the sound is obviously off, but it seems like they're doing the job. But yeah, so for the Mets fans, here comes one of your top prospects. Pitching-wise, Kodai Senga's coming back. This team is fighting to not fall back under 500, and there were so many thoughts and takes and conversations on the Fan. Once they started off 0-5, will they ever get back to 500? It's a long-ass season. And for the Yankee fan, obviously, we're going to talk about Gleyber Torres and Anthony Volpe, but the most concerning thing is Judge. Judge was completely missing in this Orioles series against a division rival that's currently in first place that has had the Yankees number, and if you think you're winning the division, it's going to go through Camden Yards. 877-337-6666. I would not put Judge at the two spot ahead of Juan Soto. Either, I don't know what they're going to do with Judge. I would drop him before I would put him at the number two spot. I would drop him lower in the lineup, but you can't do that. You can't do that to the captain, the AL home run king, the $40 million man, face of baseball. You can't do that to Judge. You just got to see it through. And it's early until it's not. It's getting late early for some Yankee fans, but there are a ton of Yankee fans that say, I'll take 20-13 and losing our first series in May, and Judge isn't going to be this all year. He'll figure it out. Okay. I look at this as a World Series year, right? We're hell-bent on being a champion year, a all-in year, gave up all that for Juan Soto, might only be the only year of Juan Soto, so I'm expecting them to look the part, and there have been plenty times this year that they were shut out or couldn't manufacture runs, and they haven't looked the part. All right, let me take a Knicks call before we get to the next break. Again, like I said, the Knicks are doing it. Their fans are there. The camera's showing them. 4 minutes to go in the first period. They have a 19-point lead. Peter's in the Bronx. What's up, Peter? You're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, Pete? What's going on? Big fan of the show.
Thank you for calling in.
I think the Knicks win this game here. They start early, nice lead. If they can hold on here, make some free throws, especially towards the end of the game, run in transitions, limit the double teams, and keep letting Embiid post up. He's banged up. His knees are not in good shape. Let them drain the clock down. The Knicks can make some threes here and run a transition. I think they'll be all right. And I feel like if they don't win here and we come back home for Game 7, knowing the Knicks, I don't know, man. I'm worried.
I think so far, so good. All that anxiety, all that nervousness has probably left most of the Knicks fans because of this start. Let's see how it continues.
Not Pete. Let me ask you. If you think this game goes to game, this series goes to Game 7 back in New York, personally, are you worried?
I don't know. I'm not thinking about a Game 7 because I think it can end tonight. And right now, with a 19-point lead in the first quarter, they would need an absolute collapse.
All right, I'm driving home. That's good, 19-point.
Yeah, they're up 28-9 right now.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When this happened, you talk about it on The Fan.
A high pop-up. He's going to do it. At shortstop, Jeter. Jeter on the outfield grass makes the catch. The Yankees win. The Yankees win. And Doc Gooden pitches a no-hitter.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
We got a game here, folks. It's 33-16. Knicks are moving the ball well. They seem to be in control, but the Sixers have fought back some. Again, it's about the officiating. It's about the whistles and the calls, and we'll see how it goes. Keith McPherson on The Fan, 877-337-6666. Let's get right back to the phones. Thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. Martin is out on Staten Island. Martin, you're on The Fan.
Hey, Keith. I'm a big fan of the show.
Thanks, man. Thanks for joining.
Yeah, I think you're a real well-spoken dude, so I listen after work on the way home every night, so I appreciate it. But I just wanted to talk about DiVincenzo with the man, I really do hate betting. Like, I swear to God, the last three games, game three, four, five, I slammed his threes every single night at his points. And I was like, you know what, I can't do it. Three games in a row, it just wouldn't be smart. I can't just keep betting a guy that's not even getting double digits. And then he comes out and he just...
You didn't bet him tonight, and so far he's already got three threes. I got to go back and check. Well, I mean, here comes campaign. The Sixers just went on an 8-0 run. That's what I'm saying. We got a little bit of a game here. Good start for the Knicks, but you can't win the game in the first quarter. Also can't lose it in the first quarter.
Yeah, I know. But I do think that's why DiVincenzo is doing well tonight. So I hope you cash your bet. But I swear, it's just like
Long way to go, but that's a great start. I'm sorry you didn't get in on it, but let's go, Knicks. Thanks for the call, Martin. Yeah, this campaign character has been a thorn in your side here because now they're cooking. Nick Batum cut the lead down to 11 with that three. And, ooh, Josh Hart, this is a good game right now. I don't know where you are in the world, what you're doing. Even if you don't like basketball, you should be watching this one. And maybe you put a couple dollars on it. Maybe you can cash out tonight. 877-337-6666. Like, during the break, I can turn the sound on. And then we come back, and I'm like, oh, I gotta stop watching the game. Let's talk to Brian in West Palm. What's up, Brian? You got it next.
Yeah, how you doing? I went to Florida State. I played baseball. I grew up on Long Island. The problem with the Yankees, poor roster construction by Cashman.
Always. Yeah, it seems every year, yeah. Even when they do get superstar generational players.
It's so obvious. Right.
Yeah. We have Taylor Trammell, who the Dodgers dropped this year. They always pick up somebody's garbage, like a Taylor Trammell and Michael Tonkin. They've been doing it forever. And then you have a Jamai Jones. It's like, what is Jamai Jones, bro?
No, the problem with the Yankees is, I think I love Soto, give him a long-term contract. I would move Judge to right field to cut down.
I'll move Judge to first base. I'm moving Judge to first base. Soto's going to be in right field. Dominguez
okay.
Playing center.
Okay, you got Dominguez. I love Dominguez, but let's look at some of the moves by Cashman. If I was in Cashman's position, I would have traded Gleyber Torres in the offseason.
Three off seasons have passed that he could have did it. Okay. Three deadlines passed. I never liked him. Me either.
I never liked him. I played second base for Florida State. I blow Gleyber Torres away. A low baseball IQ. Stanton can't run. He's basically a waste of time. So when Dominguez comes back, you put Dominguez in center field and you use a Judge either in right field or DH and you say bye-bye to Stanton. And with the Yankees,
you just eat his money. You just eat the next three years on his contract.
Yeah,
I guess the Yankees can afford that. Yeah. And Juan Soto, who's going to cost $650
million. I love Soto. He plays enthusiastic and very athletic. A pretty damn good outfielder too. The only thing, maybe he doesn't have the right fielder's arm like Aaron Judge does, but he's a good player. I love Verdugo. I think Verdugo going on paternity, it hurt the Yankees major, and people aren't talking about that. He missed three games.
Of course we are. After what they did in Milwaukee, scoring 15 runs on Saturday and Sunday with Verdugo batting cleanup, then not having him, and scoring six runs in four games, of course we're talking about it.
It's just hard to talk about it
and to say, like, oh, come on, man, why'd you have a kid at this time?
I know, I agree with you. But Baltimore, we didn't hit Monday and Tuesday night. We could have won the games.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
The Yankees
didn't hit. They didn't do anything. Sometimes you have to play a little small ball. Aaron Boone refuses to move runners. You know what I'm saying? You got to do something. First and second, maybe you got to bunt to make it second and third.
He's not calling for these guys to bunt. You know, we talked about that Friday with Volpe. Volpe's struggling. Why don't you have him bunt in extra innings? It's just not even on the table. All these guys are trying to hit homers. They're the Bronx Bombers. They're all trying to hit it out of the ballpark.
Well, sometimes you have to hit singles and doubles.
Absolutely.
Come on, you know what I'm saying?
I know it. I mean, look at how the Orioles beat us a couple nights ago. Like,
right.
That's all they did.
But the Yankee pitching that everybody complained about has been pretty damn good.
Yeah.
The only problem is on Friday night against the Brewers, if I was in Boone's position, I would have thrown Holmes a second inning.
Everybody would have. He's the only one that would have.
But it was
because he's projecting into October. Yeah, you know, we've already used Clay in 27 games. Nah, dude, he threw 10 pitches. He was rested. Michael Tonkin, they were itching to throw Michael Tonkin.
Oh, my God. I knew they were going to lose when they brought him in. I said,
me too. It was inevitable. I was like, all right, well, this is done. This is stupid. This is the dumbest,
but
most
Monday
predictable
and Tuesday
thing.
Tuesday night, the Yankees could have won those games. They had excellent pitch games. You just got to be a little smarter in games like that. You know,
got to manufacture runs. Got to figure out a way to get a run across.
I agree with you, dude. Yeah, I think I could be general manager of the Yankees because
I mean, you could be Gleyber Torres. Thanks for the call, Brian. You said you're better than Gleyber Torres. You could be a starting second baseman. You could definitely be Aaron Boone. You could be Brian Cashman from what you said in that call. Thanks for the call, man. Yankee fans are the best. Yeah, we as Yankee fans, we think we are the general manager, and better than some of the players on the team. I will take this opportunity to say baseball is the hardest sport to play. I will take this opportunity to say I stopped playing baseball when I was 13. I wish I kept playing, but I know how hard it is for those guys to go out there every day and hit. I don't expect all of them to hit every day. But I also don't expect all of them to go cold at the same time. They were shut out 5 times in 11 losses. It's like, bruh, this is the New York Yankees. Yankees are supposed to be so good and high payroll and so famous they don't need names on the back of their jerseys. They have Juan Soto in the same lineup as Aaron Judge. We did all that conversation in the offseason about 1-2 punches. Who's got a better 1-2 punch than the Yankees with Juan Soto and Aaron Judge? And there's a few teams. Glenn is down in New Orleans. Glenn, you're on the Fan in New York.
Hey, Keith, thanks for taking my call. I'm the Red Sox fan that called you the night Verdugo got traded and told you he might hit 25 home runs.
I remember. Stadium. So far, yeah. So good.
Right. He looks like he's on pace. Hit 4 a month. That'll give you 24. I know he missed the last 3 days of April, being on paternity leave. I watch a lot of Yankee games, even though I'm a Sox fan. But with Judge, I'm really concerned that his toe injury, and I saw an interview with him during spring training where he said that it was something that he was going to have to manage all year. And obviously he's able to play defensively, but I think maybe there's something about being stationary in the batter's box that is affecting his hitting, and the production just hasn't been there. And really what has happened is Soto has taken over the production that Judge had been bringing to the club, but Judge has fallen off. So you're not really seeing that exponential gain in offense that Yankee fans expected to see. Also, I want to tell you that you do a great job. I listen to you every night. Last night, doing that bit on Shohei and the gambling for a couple of segments. That's great. That's great listening, Keith. That's what makes you the top dog. And I'm sincere about that. I don't watch the NBA or the NFL anymore. I don't like them. Mm-hmm. But I sit here and I listen to you talk about them, even while I'm watching West Coast baseball on
TV.
Appreciate it. So just to let you know, you do a great job. You really do. And the bigger things are in store for you, my friend. Anyway, that's my take. And I love it when you do your general overtakes on this sport of baseball, when you give like an overview of the major leagues and what's going on in each division.
Yeah.
I know it's not talking just strictly local Yankees and Mets, but you do such a good job of it. Hey, when are you going to get back on off base? I see they got Russell Dorsey. You know that cat?
I do know Russell. I actually was on the flight with him to the All-Star game in Seattle last year. Got to meet him right coming off the flight. He's on pretty regularly. I'll be on again. No knock to Russ. He's not me. But he's a baseball guy. He's been on TV more so than me. I know he did some Bally Sports stuff, and I know he also does their Apple TV Friday night stuff. So he's in the fold. But I saw him pop up remote, and I'm like, hey, I'm right here in Jersey. I could pull up. And I had some conversations. I'll be back on the show soon.
Well, I look forward to it. Anyway, enjoy your show. Keep up the good job. Thanks for taking my call.
Glenn, bye-bye. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Appreciate the compliments, the sincerity, the realness, and even, you know, putting me over, mentioning you want to see me back on TV. Somebody's listening that can make that happen. And coincidentally enough, it's in the works to happen. You know, I don't look at myself as, like, better than anybody else. I don't look at myself as knowing anything more than anybody else. I look at myself as blessed that the fan that I am is also aligned with the career that I have. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've always been like this. I told you a story about being an 8-year-old kid begging my mom to stay up to watch the game. Like, my family members know I've always been able to run it up as far as talking about sports, filling the room with words and information and things about sports, and having conversations in a way that are engaging and entertaining. And I'm blessed that I've made it to WFAN. I'm blessed that I get on this platform, and when I get on any other platform such as MLB Network or Yes Network or whatever, I don't take it for granted. I try and show out. And you never exactly know how well you're doing. You never know how you're being received until you hear it from someone else. So, man, I appreciate you guys that call in to say things like that, because everybody can hear you. And I appreciate the people that write online, and I go out of my way to respond to you and engage with you, knowing a lot of people in the media and on television and radio don't do that, because, like, it means a lot. You know, people can read that. People can hear that. So, I mean, I go as far as you guys take me. If you like what I do, speak on it. If you like what I do, follow me. If you enjoy what I do, call up and say that, because the people that make decisions are listening. The people that have the power to put me in position to do more are listening. And that's how all of this grows. I mean, I've told my story 100 times, and I'll forever tell my story, because that's how I'll get to where I eventually want to be. But man, I took a chance, a complete chance, quit jobs and struggled and did odd jobs and a lot of things. Like, it was a 1 in a million chance to actually make it, like, to actually get on. And I don't take it for granted. I come in here with notes. I come in here with information. I come in here with a plan. I don't care if I'm on till 2 a.m. I don't care if I'm on till 12. I don't care if I'm filling in on somebody's show. I got something to prove. You know what I'm saying? This stuff is competition. People in the media are competing for eyeballs and ears. People are competing for followers. People are competing for jobs. Like, I'm a competitor. I grew up playing sports. I'm a former athlete. You know that about me. So I'm just letting you know that, like, I hear y'all, and I'm not done. I appreciate y'all, and there is much more to do. 877-337-6666. 12-point lead for your New York Knicks. I said we got a game here, folks, when we came back from break. It's 36-24 down in Philadelphia with about 10 minutes to go in the first half. Let's get back to the phones and see what the Knicks fans are talking about. Jay is in Hoboken. Jay, you're on the Fan.
KM to AM, what's going on? Best show on the Fan.
Yes, sir.
I want to start on a Knicks point then, and then I got some Yankee stuff for you.
Okay.
So the Knicks, I mean, they should have closed the series out already. They're being given chances and then blowing them. Say they win this game tonight. What do you think their chances are, you know, going through? Can they make it to the finals?
Man, I've been on record. I was drinking the haterade when Julius Randle was announced as not returning. I leaned into my Nets fans and my Nets fandom that are like, ah, they're cooked. They can't win without Julius Randle. And I got on air that night and I proclaimed that they couldn't make it to the Eastern Conference Finals without Julius Randle. I don't believe that. I've retracted that statement, because I actually use my eyes and my brain. And I said, this team hasn't had Julius Randle in months. They're a different team. Their identity has changed. And maybe, you know, without Julius Randle, other guys will rise. And also, other guys will fall on other teams. Guys are hurt, right? We just saw the Bucks fall because Giannis and Dame were hurt. Giannis didn't play in the series. Kristaps Porzingis is hurt for the Celtics. The Pacers are waiting in the second round. The Knicks win tonight. They'll face the Pacers. And I think most Knicks fans feel pretty confident about them being able to go toe-to-toe with Tyrese Halliburton and Miles Turner and Obi Toppin and those characters. So I'm not going to put a ceiling on the New York Knicks. I'm not going to say what they can or can't do. DiVincenzo's balling. I'm just going to enjoy the ride. I'm not a Knicks fan. I'm a New York radio host, and I'm not going to be the one to pour cold water on you Knicks fans. Enjoy it, man.
Yeah,
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of friends who are Knicks fans. My dad's a Knicks fan, and they just endured pain. I grew up a New Jersey Nets fan, and so it's like...
Me too. We endure a ton of pain, but at least we've seen the finals. We've seen the playoffs a lot. Stay down till you come up, you know?
Yeah, and then on the Yankees side, I was at the game in Baltimore the other night when they lost 2-0. And, you know, like, I hear what you're saying about move Judge. No, don't move Judge. Judge is going to – he's still going to find his groove again, but he hurt his toe. You know, he's not going to be the same player he was. It's going to affect him the rest of his career. What do you think that does for Soto's contract that they're going to have to sign him to? I wish they signed him to a 10-year, $500 million, 2 games in. But I feel like every day they wait now and they're seeing that Judge may be faltering, especially if that toe is going to nag in his career. I mean, they may be having to pay Soto another $100 million. But I would just add on, too, that their lineup, they're scoring runs off home runs.
Yeah.
It's the same problem that they've had. The beginning of the season, when they beat the Astros all those games, they were scoring it off walks and errors, too.
Sure, capitalizing on mistakes, playing small ball, getting timely hits, winning one-run games, sure.
And that's what we need Boone to be stepping in and doing more, because that's why people crap on him. He doesn't do much as a manager. And the lineup that Cashman has built, when they're all on together, they can put this barrage of runs together. But they're not hitting with runners in scoring position. I watched 10 runners get left on base before in game.
Yeah, I see it. I watch all these games, too. I'll say this. Nobody is getting Juan Soto for $500 million. No one.
Not anymore.
He's 25 years old. And what he's... he's playing like he's the AL MVP right now. And nobody is getting him for 10 years. He's 25. This guy's going to sign a deal to play till he's 38, 39 years old. And it's going to be upwards of $45 million a year plus. And, you know, as far as the Yankees are concerned, with the $40 million a year that they've given Aaron Judge, it is what it is. They also have money in Gerrit Cole, in Giancarlo Stanton.
Stanton is the biggest waste money that they have. I have faith that Cole will come back. He was a dog last year. I mean, he's still a top pitcher.
Yeah, I'm not worried about Cole not living up to his contract. What I'm saying is, man, you just can't have a ridiculous payroll like that. It just doesn't make sense. Something's got to give. That's why I know they're not paying.
What about the Dodgers?
I mean, the Dodgers, they spent $1 billion in one offseason. I think they're probably regretting a little bit of the Yamamoto money, but you just can't do it. And the Yankees won't do it. They're not. So they're going to try and bid for Juan Soto, but nobody's getting him for cheap. There's no deal. I think they do have a little bit of leverage because the guy sure seems to like being a Yankee, but he's not taking a Yankee discount. This guy's trying to be the highest paid player in baseball, and I think he's going to come close.
Definitely.
He's going to come close to Ohtani. Yeah, with Judge struggling, it makes it even more imperative. Right. If we're looking at Judge, like, what is up with Judge? He may never return to being all rise. Here comes the Judge. Like, you have to.
Is Soto a Boris guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Boris doesn't like to negotiate in season anyway.
Exactly. So you can't just sign him 10 games in. I was saying that right away. Hey, you know, my angle was, hey, Scott Boras, you had an embarrassing offseason. All of your clients had to sign 2-3 year deals and all of them are hurt. JD Martinez hurt. Cody Bellinger hurt. Blake Snell hurt. And ineffective when he played. Jordan Montgomery just got rocked the other night. I don't know about Matt Chapman, but like, to redeem yourself, Scott Boras, why not have conversations right now? Juan Soto said he's open to having conversations right now, but Scott Boras is not doing that. He's going to test free agency, so it is what it is.
Yeah, I feel that. I mean, I want them to get Soto as quickly as possible. Every day they wait another million in my eyes, so... thanks for taking the call. I love listening to you. Have a good rest of your night.
Thanks for the call, Jay. It's not. I wouldn't say that they're wasting any money. If anything, they're building. Like, man, I've been to 6 games. I'll make it 7 or 8 this weekend in Yankee Stadium. And I have a watchful eye on Juan Soto. I have a watchful eye on the fans. I also have a watchful eye on Judge and Alex Verdugo. Now, I don't know if Judge is having as much fun as Juan Soto and Verdugo. Right? I was reading an article today, and I remembered this happening. Verdugo got Judge and Soto together to kind of do a test with the fans, play a game with the fans. Who could make the most noise? left field bleachers, right field bleachers. Okay, who's turning up more? We'll throw you a ball. Well, Judge being in center, there's no fans behind him. It's the the Pepsi Club in center field in the batter's eye. But Juan Soto's got fans to his left, to his right, and behind him. And they're all game. Juan Soto, Juan, stay a Yankee. We love you. Sign with the Yankees. Verdugo, all you hear is barking over there. Verdugo, you're a dog. We hated you with the Red Sox. We love you now. Verdugo, you're the man. Let's go, Doogie. And Judge is standing in center field, and he's not hearing that same, we love you, 99. All rise. Let's go, Judgey. He's got to share some of the love and adulation. I don't know. I wasn't buying into it before, but like, I'm buying into everything now with Aaron Judge because I don't know what happened to the guy. Never seen him look like this. I know. It's early. 877-337-6666. I'll come back with some more Alex Verdugo stuff from the Chris Kirschner article in The Athletic. Alex Verdugo is loving being a New York Yankee. Juan Soto's loving being a New York Yankee. And I do think it creates some leverage because Juan Soto is not leaving New York. It's really going to be between the Yankees and the Mets. And you know what they're going to do because we've already seen the Mets be used as far as like Yamamoto, driving the price up. But I think the Yankees will draw a line and tell Juan Soto, hey, you're going to make more marketing dollars in the pinstripes with us, blah, 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 blah. But, man, I don't really want to think about December. I really don't want to think about the winter meetings. It's May. The Yankees just lost their first series. The Orioles are a problem. Aaron Judge being ineffective is a problem. Gleyber Torres has been a bonehead space cadet problem. Moving Anthony Volpe to the leadoff spot has been a problem. Nice to see him have a double today. But, man, something's got to shift so these guys can consistently get back right and compete and look like a team that's trying to win their 28th World Series championship.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.